This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Baskin and Phelps present the We're 66.9% Through the Cavalier Season Awards.
Yeah, actually, I screwed up. When I wrote it down, it was 65.9. It's actually 65.9. But I asked Dan to ask Ted to put that together, and I said it's 66.9. So I screwed up. Sorry, everybody.
Jeff, I'm going to be honest with you, and I know sometimes it's hard to hear the truth. Nobody cares.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want a phone call. So your math is wrong. I'm just going to go ahead. My math was right. My speaking was wrong.
If someone
my memory was wrong,
would have called, tweeted, emailed, texted, used a carrier pigeon to send that our way. The only response you should have to any of that is you need to go outside. Like you need to go get a hobby.
Go get a life.
Or maybe you've used too many red pens in your life.
That could have been. Yeah. It could have been.
Fair? Is that a fair assessment?
We've given away
a number
of awards so far. I'll give you the quick review for the first 65.9% of the season awards. The Way to Go Along with Program Award went to Donovan Mitchell. The I Knew I Could Do This If I Could Only Stay Healthy and Get Some Playing Time Award went to Ty Jerome. The Trust Your Eyes, Not My Stats, I Really Have Improved Award, Evan Mobley. The Good to Have You Back Award, the No Longer Eating Through a Straw, Darius Garland. The This Still Beats Real Work Award went to Tristan Thompson. That brings us to a very critical award. It's the MVP.
Ah!
But it's not the Most Valuable Player Award.
What?
It's the Most Valuable Person Award. And it goes to the coach. Kenny Atkinson, take a bow.
Congratulations. This is Kenny's first time being nominated.
Extra applause. I think you need even more applause for him. He's been great. Okay. Thank you. Calm down, everybody. Cavs needed a better offense, right, Andy?
They did.
So much so they fired a head coach who had him improving every year.
They needed chemistry.
I think they had chemistry. They didn't have an offense. Their offense stunk.
Don't you feel like part of this is, if all the pieces were there and the offense stunk, they needed chemistry.
No, I think they had.
No, I'm right. I feel right about this.
Well, it's your opinion that you're right, and that's good.
And your opinion
you've got to believe.
That, yeah.
My opinion is they had chemistry. They didn't have an offensive system that put anybody in a place to be really good. Kenny's done that. He's brought in a better offense. The other thing about this, I think he also seems to have the entire team extremely enthused. Now, you know, winning does that.
Mm.
He has the whole team enthused about the style of play. And I think that's critical. And they're pumped. They're playing really good basketball. And I think they're playing a real enjoyable brand of basketball. So mission accomplished so far for Kenny Atkins, and he's done exactly what it was they wanted him to do when they fired J.B. Bickerstaff, who did a nice job here, and we're looking for something else, and Kenny's come through.
Shouldn't you give the – I don't know if you're, what the next award is, because obviously you these were sealed by
the law firm
of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe.
Yeah.
So don't you think the front office deserves a little credit too? I mean, they stood by their guns to make sure that they – the only thing they really changed was a draft pick and a head coach.
Yeah.
And while everyone on the outside is saying, what is this team doing? I don't understand. Can a coach really make that big of a difference? Those guys stood by their guns and they said, no, we're just going to change coaches. And we think we have assembled the right team.
I think that makes sense.
Cavaliers, assemble.
Remember one thing. Take a look at the great NBA teams over history.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them who ended up winning were together for a while.
Are we smelling Phil Jackson right now? And what he was able to do in Chicago?
I think that was just Phil from back in the day.
Well, he spends a lot of time in Montana, so it's kind of that.
It could be.
It's that natural air.
From North Dakota.
Yeah.
So that
it's all
big sky, baby. Maybe that's it. Yeah, the front office was patient, and they stuck with what they had because they believed in it. And I think that was really good. We have one more award to give out.
Oh, good.
Yep, just one more.
All right.
The runner-up for the Most Valuable Person Award goes to Cavs athletic trainer Steve Spiro.
Oh.
Steve, by the way, one of the truly nice guys you're ever going to come across. Steve's a terrific guy. But here's why Steve gets this award. And hold on. Hang on a minute.
Shouldn't you have given it this way first?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
We're giving this one away now.
Okay.
It's kind of a consolation prize, but I think... Main reason why, Andy, I was hoping it would spur some conversation coming out of this. You ready?
Yeah, I'm waiting. I want to.
The reason Steve gets this award, the Cavs core four, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, combined, have sat out a total of just 11 games this year. That's ungodly good. And some of them have been just for rest. Okay. Games missed by injury, Evan's about the only one. Jared Allen hasn't missed a game this year. Evan Mobley's missed 6. Darius has missed 2. And Donovan Mitchell has missed 3. Well done by the athletic training staff. Well done. And Steve heads that up.
Shout out, George Seibel. Shout out.
The core four has missed a combined total of just 11 games. Now, can that continue? That's why we knocked.
We're going to give Alberto Padilla a little love, too?
Go ahead.
Okay, give him a little bit of love. Kylene Bogdan, good job. Mark Kovacs, good job. Sports Science and Health. Listen to us talking about people we never talk about. Let's give them the love.
Give them the love?
Yes. Congratulations.
You forgot Derek Millender.
I'm sorry, I didn't say that. Sorry. Thank you, Derek. I didn't mean to leave you out.
There you go. Strength and conditioning.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And coach. I think they've been ungodly fortunate with the lack of injuries to key guys. And you hope that continues. One of the reasons I think for that, not just the training, but the fact that Kenny Atkinson has watched their minutes.
Yeah.
You know, he said he was going to go 10 deep. He went 10 deep. I am curious to see what happens moving forward, because you traded two key guys who ate up a lot of minutes for you coming off the bench, Caris LeVert and George Niang. You've added one guy there who's going to eat up a lot of minutes in DeAndre Hunter. And so that's good, but you're still going to have to go a little deeper in that rotation than you went in the first part of the season. Because, you know, one of the two guys who ate up a lot of minutes is gone. And now you have one guy back. So what do you do? You know, does somebody else off that bench rotation, Andy, get more minutes? Or do you spread those minutes out among your starters? And in other words, they play more minutes late in the season. Or do you manage it and maybe play a lesser player? Or maybe a player who's just waiting for more playing time, like Jalen Tyson.
Well, you saw, they started Max Strus last night. Man, was he hot from three-point early.
Yeah. You know what he was?
Hot.
Okay, I'll give you another thing what he was.
On fire.
Oh, my God, if I don't hit some shots and play pretty well, they're going to start DeAndre Hunter, and I really want to be in the starting lineup, so I better play well. Nothing wrong with a little motivation, is there?
Well, I mean, Hunter's still got 27 minutes.
Oh, I know.
They both got about the same.
Well, but it was a blowout, and DeAndre came off the bench. I think there's a real case to be made for DeAndre coming off the bench. And ultimately, your best five involves DeAndre Hunter with the core four. That's your best five. But I like the idea of Max starting or Dean Wade starting, if Dean's good to go. And DeAndre Hunter coming off the bench as that super sixth man. He thrived in that role in Atlanta. He had started only four games for the Hawks. Everything else was coming off the bench. And he was averaging
with
a career
big
high,
minutes.
Yeah. And averaging a career high 19 points a game.
I mean, right now, he had 27 and 23. So what's that? 60? 50? What is that? 50? So 25 minutes a game in the two games that he's played here. Now, they've been weird because, you know, the Cavs got off to a hot start in both those. But, I mean, he's a guy that, you know,
yeah,
wasn't blinking to get 30 minutes a game in Atlanta. It was easy for him. Just going back and looking, I mean, even 3, 4, 5, I mean, between 29 minutes or more in every game going back to January 9th, where he got 27.
When they get into some more competitive games, and they will, you know, where they're not blowing somebody out early on, it'll be fun to see exactly how Kenny handles it. You know, Will DeAndre Hunter get a ton of minutes coming off the bench and Max Strus doesn't get as many, or Dean Wade doesn't get as many? I would think, Andy, you want to play DeAndre Hunter. And I would think for now, I think we kind of saw something last night, because Max was not there for DeAndre Hunter's first game. He was out with injury. And then the first time that Max is good to go, Max is back in the starting lineup. So does Kenny continue with that in the second part of the season, the after the All-Star break portion? I would think yes. But watch the critical times of the game. Who's out there starting? Who's not out there starting? My guess is it's going to be Max Strus and then DeAndre Hunter coming off the bench and DeAndre playing really big minutes. Unwritten rule last night wasn't a good look, but was it wrong? Next on Baskin and Phelps.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.